Later today, we get the European Central Bank decision. The euro has already been feeling better in the aftermath of Wednesday's Fed meeting, in which the Fed opened the door to the possibility of a pause on rate hikes. As far as today's ECB decision goes, the broad consensus is that the ECB will go ahead and raise rates by 25 basis points, but unlike the Fed, will hold to a more hawkish-leaning outlook, highlighting more rate hikes ahead. Core inflation is simply still too high to ignore, and from everything we've been hearing from ECB officials in recent weeks, we suspect this will indeed be the message. The lesser probability outcome is that the central bank would go ahead with another 50 basis point hike, though we have a hard time seeing this play out, as we don't believe the ECB will be wanting to rock the boat too much, especially considering the message will already be hawkish, as the ECB alludes to the possibility for more rate hikes, and considering the latest Fed move. One final possibility here is that the ECB raises 25 basis points and follows the Fed, leaning more dovish, perhaps offering no new willingness to commit to additional rate hikes. While this is possible, we have a hard time seeing it play out given how focused the ECB has been on battling inflation. And so on net, we believe today's decision should produce a 25 basis point hike along with a willingness to continue to raise rates going forward. Should this play out, we suspect it will be supportive of the euro, though depending on just how much everyone is expecting this scenario, we could also see the euro selling off on the fact. Technically speaking, looking at euro dollar, the key levels to watch above or the key level to watch above is 111. If we close out above this level today, expect more bullish continuation. As far as support goes, key short-term support comes in around 109.40, with only a break below that level to take the immediate pressure off the top side. That's all for now.